I am. It's me. It's a new world. I'm from the very rural community from Nepal. Then I had seen, I had feel, I had heard the real voice and the real life of the people in the community, in the local community, in the rural area of Nepal. Then I feel like I have some social responsibility towards others. I feel to do something better for my community.
Pandita Thapa is an energetic campaigner. In 2000, when she was 18, Pandita started the Women Foundation Nepal. She wanted to help empower women in her country.
As a girl, as being a woman, we don't have any kind of the education access or any kind of the, like, you know, the facilities for the women in the country. Like, we don't have a power. We are completely powerless people in the country.
But Pandita believes that women have a vital role to play this century. Every one of us embodies the power to influence, to decide, to lead, and to be a positive change agent, she tells me. But getting in touch with women in the remote communities of Nepal is difficult.
Most of the community is really tough to talk, even a girl, because it's not allowed from their father, from their husband, to talk with the other women too. But slowly, gradually, it's changing up. They really want to come out of their home and they just want to learn something new.
Nepal is a male-dominated society where women take risks if they want to make decisions for themselves. It is a risk to learn something if you're a woman in Nepal, Pandita says. But she and her colleagues from Nepal's Women Foundation are completely devoted. Their mission is to empower women and children through education. But it is a difficult mission, not only because of the country's many different cultures, castes and languages.
In training, first awareness program is very necessary for the education, for the health awareness, for the women's right, for the violence against women. These are the most important parts which we are doing and which have to do in the community. And beside that, we are providing them trainings, means like income generation training, livelihood development training, which really empower them in a meaningful sense. And it's very important.
But it's difficult since fathers, husbands and other males in a Nepalese community do their utmost to keep women in an inferior position, Pandita says.
Unless they are not financially independent on themselves, otherwise they cannot take any decision. Like they don't have choice what is good, what is bad. Even they want to send their children into this school, but they cannot because, you know, like they have to depend on their husband or their fathers or whatever they are in the male in their family. So they should be financially dependent and empowered.
Pandita knows that it is a long and difficult road for women.
I found one of the women that she has completely lost, you know, her mind, her like career and whatever she had before, because she got violence from her husband, and now she's working for empowering women in Nepal from the Women Foundation Nepal, and this is the big achievement for me. And she's handling a lot of project and she's talking and she has a light in her life and she's giving light to us other people too.
Pandita's Women Foundation certainly tries to encourage women in Nepal to trust in themselves.
Well, first of all, they should know themselves. They should know, being a woman, who am I? What I want to do? What I am doing in my life? Is it enough for me or not? What my heart says? First, I have to feel and believe yourself and respect yourself. These are the most important thing, to be a woman and to go behind the men. And after that, these things can build, make your confidence, you know, in the higher level. Then later on you can achieve whatever you want. And just try to think out of the box. Like, even being a woman, you know, like in the Nepali society, we are completely inside a box. It's not allowed to go out of the house. We cannot go around the garden. So it means like we have to come out and think out of the box.
Pandita Thapa herself studied management and sociology in Nepal before she went to the Netherlands for further studies in monitoring, planning and evolution. She's sure that new opportunities are slowly beginning to open up for women in Nepal.
Like Nepal is a third world country, but I believe in, you know, like it is only possible of change if we come to work together. Like, so we all have the responsibility to watch the society, the community, to know about them. like what is happening in this world, around this world, what kind of people are living, or how many problems they are facing, what's their lifestyle, what are their basic needs, what are their basic principles. And we should put our hands together. And my dream is to develop, to train women, to cause, and to provide such an environment that, you know, like they can enjoy being a woman or being a human. They can enjoy fully, you know, like human rights in their lives.
Here I am, this is me, there's nowhere else on earth.
Peter Zimmermann, Deutsche Welle Radio, Berlin.